This Capital Ministries ministry update is about a very unique ministry in the state of Michigan. Reverend Dean Mathis, Capital Ministries ministry leader to Michigan legislators, has been ingenious with the use of technology from the beginning of his ministry. When his discipleship ministry started in 2012, Reverend Mathis soon learned that the majority of legislators from Michigan's Lower Peninsula commute to the centrally located capital and that a long-standing legislators-only Bible study was already well established. Undaunted and with the help of a volunteer, Reverend Mathis recorded his Bible studies on CDs so legislators may listen to them on the drive to and from Lansing. He called the Bible study on wheels his windshield ministry. Reverend Mathis hand-delivers the CDs so that he may personally meet with legislators and pray with them and for them. In 2017, he delivered 1,185 Bible studies, which represents as many personal visits, and in the first 8 weeks of session in 2018, he has delivered 330 Bible studies to legislators. And now he is learning that CDs are quickly becoming outdated. Some vehicles don't even have CD players, and so he is rethinking his delivery method. Reverend Mathis said, quote, "I'm working on an app that would allow people to access my Bible studies from my website and listen to them from their phones or other devices. I hope to build in a dictating component so the study may be turned into text that can either be printed or downloaded." He says, "We are exploring ways to keep current as far as technology goes. All that is in the hopper and not finished yet, but he is working on it." End quote. To maintain that personal contact, which is so important in ministry, Reverend Mathis will write a one-page synopsis of the upcoming Bible study that he will hand-deliver to legislators. Even though they hold positions of power and high visibility, legislators often feel cut off and nearly everyone they know wants something from them. Mathis said, quote, "That face-to-face contact provides the opportunity to support legislators because they tend to get isolated. I encourage them, support them, tell them the Lord loves them, and offer the spiritual help they need. I also help them learn from God's word the wisdom they need to do a good job as legislators," end quote. Dealing with anxiety is one of the studies Reverend Mathis has written this year based on Philippians 4:6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." The next week when he visited one legislator's office, her staff told Dr. Mathis she didn't wait for the drive home to hear the lesson. When she got that study, she said, "I need this. I'm going to listen to this right now." As beneficial as technology is, it doesn't replace a face-to-face Bible study. Reverend Mathis is still planning to plant a midweek Bible study that is not in direct competition with the one already established. Mathis said, quote, "There is an unreached people group in the legislature who I hope to reach through a sit-down study, and I need prayer support because I will have to open some doors to get that done," end quote. If you wish to offer prayer or support to Reverend Mathis, you may contact him at dean.mathis@capmin.org.